And around this time of year, we hear a lot about Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett. The company's annual shareholder meeting was in Omaha over the weekend. It's been called the Woodstock of capitalism. And Buffett was on CNBC this morning talking about investing, trade wars, and holding too much cash.
It's just about the world's worst investment, except doing something dumb that you're doing for a longer term. But it does give you the ability to move very quickly if something very big comes along.
Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So Berkshire Hathaway has around $100 billion in cash. Buffett said he wishes that number was closer to 30. Why is it so hard for him to find something to invest that money in?
I think because he remains quite disciplined. You know, think about this. Berkshire has about $170 billion invested in equities with $100 billion on the sidelines. It's probably driving him a little crazy. But, you know, as he said, just because you have the money on hand doesn't mean you should do anything with it, and certainly not something stupid. I think that's how a lot of bad investments are made. So I think better to be a more conservative than just throw money at something maybe that you don't understand or that you're reaching for.
You think even for small-time investors that maybe cash is not such a bad idea, or that it is a bad idea?
I am one of the greatest wimps of all time. And when I was a money manager, I love cash because I think it can really soothe you if things go wrong. So I don't think it's a bad thing to have cash. And none of us is an investor like Warren Buffett, who right. is investing for 100 years in the future, essentially.
So Buffett also spoke about Wells Fargo, which last month agreed to a $1 billion fine for charging people for car insurance they didn't need, among other things. The Fed also fined the bank earlier this year over those millions of fake bank accounts that employees had created. Berkshire owns a 9% stake in Wells Fargo. And this weekend, Warren Buffett said he's standing by the bank.
Yeah, I don't get that he says that this is an embattled management team and that he's sticking with them. And he said, I see no reason why Wells Fargo as a company, both from an investor standpoint and a moral standpoint, is in any way inferior to the other big banks with which it competes. I would think that regulators at the OCC and the Fed might question that point. As you mentioned, a number of fines have come through. Federal regulators back in February actually made an unprecedented move, slapping the bank with sanctions for widespread consumer abuses. And it doesn't appear that the bank has really cleaned things up that much. And just recently, we have the Department of Justice and looking at how Wells Fargo's board and what they knew about whether the bank made inappropriate recommendations to customers about 401ks. I think this place is a hot mess, and I'm not sure why Buffett and Munger are sticking with it.
Now, Buffett is 87, and a lot of people are wondering who's going to take over for him afterwards. Did we get any more detail about that?
You know, I think that everyone's looking for this as like the quintessential question. Over the weekend, he said that, oh, I've been semi-retired for decades. Ha, ha, ha. And I think that is a ha, ha, ha. It's quite overstated. It is true, 60% of the business units now directly report to Ajit Jain and Greg Abel. They've been known as sort of the two contenders to be the successors. Two other younger Berkshire employees, Ted Wexler and Todd Combs, manage about $25 billion. But remember, Buffett and Munger still run about $300 billion right. worth of investments. I don't think either of them has actually said they were doing anything different anytime soon. Charlie Munger said, quote, not much has changed.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Take care.